no Country Bob FM.
It is all Almanac-a-dabba-dabba-do. Skip it a scat. Neil, are you ready to go? What's good?
Let's do it.
Yeah, I know. Let's do it. It's the Almanac today, and we're playing the Almanac quiz. We'll have an Almanac quiz at the end of the Almanac, and a chance for you to win if you can answer the Almanac quiz question, and it's going to be tough. I have no clue what it is yet, to be honest. But we're going to do it at the end of the Almanac, and you can win tickets. It's a pair, too. Firefest in Cold Spring, Saturday, July 28th. So it's still a few Saturdays away. Listen for your chance to win right here with Almanac Quiz. Today, Tuesday, July 3rd, 184th day of the year.
Huh?
There are 181 days until the end of the year. On this date, 1863, the U.S. Civil War Battle of Gettysburg ended. 3 days. Major victory for the North. Confederate troops retreated. Thousands dead. It was the largest battle ever on the United States and North American continent, I believe. At least in the United States it was. I don't know if they've had bigger. There might have been a bigger battle in the Yukon. No, but seriously, it was the biggest battle ever fought on U.S. soil. This date, 1863. 1871, he went into the bank. He wanted to make a withdrawal, but he forgot his PIN. So he decided just to rob the thing. We're talking about Jesse James in Caredon, Iowa. $45,000 he took out of that bank that day, 1871. 1922, now you know the magazine, Better Homes and Gardens. You've heard of that before? A little trivia for you. It was originally known as Fruit, Garden, and Home. Fruit, Garden, and Home, and it debuted. It was introduced on this date, 1922, and then eventually they changed it to the more recognizable and now known name of Better Homes and Gardens, or Better Homes and Garbage, which is also a good one, too. I get both. 1939, this was heard on radio for the first time.
And now for our weekly visit with our neighbors, the Bumsteads of Shady Lane Avenue.
Blondie and Dagwood on the radio for the first time, from your comics to your radio, Blondie, 1939. 1965, we said goodbye to Trigger.
So many hearts were broken in July of 65. The world lost something wonderful the day that Trigger died.
How was that not a big hit? From Leighton B. Watts, he sang a song about Trigger, and Trigger died. And of course, Roy Rogers had a big, big decision to make at that point in time. Glue or stuffed? Glue or stuffed? And of course, he had him stuffed and mounted. Trigger lived to be 33. How many years is that in human years? How many years in human years would that be? If you were to...
I'll look that up.
Okay, good idea. I'd really love to know. 33 for Trigger. 1971, we're remembering quite an artiste.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're...
He was an artiste with a dark side. Jim Morrison died on this date, remembering Jim Morrison of The Doors. He died in his Paris hotel room. He died in the bathtub. And it was a controversial death. There are still people think that he also faked his death, and he's somewhere out in the desert. He was 27 this date, 1971. Baseball. Remember Jim Perry and Gaylord Perry, the brothers Perry? Not the band Perry. They're the brothers Perry. Jim, formerly of the Twins, won the Cy Young in 1970, led the American League in wins. He had moved on to the Detroit Tigers by this time in 1973. He and his brother Gaylord faced off for the only time ever in their careers, and they played long, especially Gaylord, but he was mostly in the National League. Jim was mostly in the American League, so they never really faced off but the one time, and Jim's Tigers defeated Gaylord Perry's Indians 5-4 on this date, 1973. Somebody else to remember today.
Well, to phrase it more simply, Mr. Howell has a common bellyache.
A bellyache, perhaps, but common never.
Jim Backus. He was Thurston Howell III. He and Lovey. That show would have been nothing without them. Should have been Thurston. Should have been Thurston's Island, right? Or Lovey's Island. 76, Jim Backus. He's also the lovable Mr. Magoo. 1989, he passed away. Remembering Johnny Russell today.
I hope you come to see me in the movies. But then I know that you're going to plainly see.
That's a song he wrote. Buck Owens had a big hit for it. Johnny Russell wrote it, Act Naturally. And, of course, his Rednecks, White Sox, and Blue Ribbon Beer, big, big, big song. Love that one. And he also wrote Let's Fall to Pieces Together for George Strait. But Johnny Russell, who had battled diabetes, had both legs amputated as a result of that disease. He passed away this day, 2001. He was only 61 years old. And this day, 2012.
An American treasure lost. Today we learned Andy Griffith has died. All day long, so many remembering that fictional town of Mayberry, that sheriff, and that whistle.
Yeah, that whistle. Earl Hagen on the whistle. Andy Griffith. Andy Taylor passed away at the age of 86. Not only the Andy Griffith Show, but Matlock. And I'm sure if he had to do it all over again, Mayberry RFD, they would have done something different there. Although they did get Gomer Pyle out of the whole deal in his show. Gomer Pyle and the Marine Corps. And then... What else did Andy? Andy sang. Andy was a great singer. I could have pulled up some of his gospel tunes. He was a good singer, too. He did a lot of things, and he loved his Ritz crackers. Andy Griffith passed away 2012. He was 86 years old. Birthdays now today.
My head hurts.
That's your brain trying to comprehend its own stupidity.
That guy, Kurtwood Smith, from That 70s Show, he was rad. He was a father on That 70s Show. He was also on RoboCop. I work for Dick Jones. He was the bad guy. He's the guy who made the cop into RoboCop because he shot the other guy up, and then they turned him into RoboCop, and then RoboCop got his vengeance on Kurtwood Smith. We need more people named Kurtwood. Again, a $20 bill deals on radio bucks. $20 to spend on deals on radio if anybody out there names their kid Kurtwood anytime in the next 5.5 days. Kurtwood Smith, 75. Michael Cole is celebrating today.
TV theme time.
Yes, it is TV theme time. It's the Mod Squad. No, he wasn't Link. He played Pete on the Mod Squad. This is one of the best TV themes ever. Michael Cole is on the birthday list today. He is 73. Johnny Lee, 72. Johnny Lee, happy birthday to Johnny Lee today. We just celebrated his music with a Fave 5 honoring, and we'll play a Johnny Lee song coming up at the tail end here of this almanac. And by the way, the almanac brought to you by LaFave Companies. LaFave Companies, now hiring company drivers, owner, operators, and carriers. You can find them online. Everything you need to know is at LefTruck, LEFTruck.com. That's LEFTruck.com. Well, when WKRP, you're up and down the dial, town to town, your WKRP in Cincinnati, the big question was did you like Jan Smithers, or were you a Lonnie Anderson person? And a lot of people picked Jan Smithers, who played Bailey.
You control the paperwork at the station.
Oh, yeah. If you have any paper, you just bring it to me. I would also love some M&Ms.
There she is, Jan Smithers. She was in charge of traffic, which means you got incoming, outcoming, you have news, you have all this stuff coming in, you're controlling all the money. I mean, she basically ran the station. Forget about Gordon Jump. He had no clue. He's the one who thought the turkeys could fly. If they would have asked Bailey, she would have easily right away to, no, turkeys don't fly. Mr. Carlson, do not throw them out of a helicopter. She was the smart one, obviously. She might have been under some mood-altering chemicals, though, during that episode. 69, Montel Williams, the talk show host and TV pitchman, I believe. Is he talking about reverse mortgages now? He may. I think eventually everybody, towards the end of their acting and stardom career, they end up pitching the reverse mortgage. I know Henry Winkler did. Montel Williams, 62. How about another great country singer? Country star Aaron Tippin is 60. Aaron Tippin, if you look on his Facebook, still one of the highlights of his career was that hour or two that he spent at the at the Bob Booth Minnesota State Fair just a few years ago. It had a lasting effect on him, I think. Aaron Tippin, 60 today. 80s hair metal. Now, back home in the barn, I was listening to the Oak Ridge Boys, but out in public with my friends, I was enjoying Rat. And the lead singer of Rat, Round and Round, celebrating today. He's almost 60. He's 59. Tom Cruise.
He eats breakfast 300 yards away from 4,000 Cubans that are trying to kill him.
Pretty good Jack Nicholson impersonation from A Few Good Men, Tom Cruise. He's been in, I don't want to say it, but he's been in a lot of movies. I mean, this guy works and works and works and works. He is 56. I'm looking forward to the new Top Gun that's coming out. Top Gun Maverick coming out soon to a theater near you. So Tom Cruise is 56. On the very same day Thomas Gibson was born.
I just can't stop thinking about that girl on the train. I'm an idiot. I should have gone after her. I should have talked to her.
No, no. And that woman he's talking about is Dharma. He's Greg, and it's a show called Dharma and Greg. Thomas Gibson, 56. You also saw him on Chicago Hope and also Criminal Minds. He's 56. The woman that voices Lisa Simpson is 54.
So all the Simpson women turn out okay.
The Simpson men, though, that's a different story. Yeardley Smith, who is Lisa Simpson. Yeardley Smith, 54. Julian Assange, our favorite leaker. He is the founder of WikiLeaks. He has been held up in the Ecuadorian embassy in London for I don't know how long. It seems like forever. And all kidding aside, he did release information that probably put people's lives in danger. We don't know if people actually died as a result of that information he leaked out. And he got his leaking career going pretty early when he was eating Doritos that had a Lestra in it. That was back, maybe early 2000s. But Julian Assange today is 47. And Kimmy Gibbler.
Hi there, Tanner Tots. Oh, great. Kimmy's here.
Oh, great. Kimmy's here.
You guys sound just like my parents.
Yeah, she was somewhat annoying, but every show needs one of those. Andrea Barbaro played Kimmy Gibbler on the show, The Full House Show. And now she's on Fuller House. She's 42. Ready for Gone But Not Forgotten?
I'm ready, Jim.
Okay, yes, we are. Gone But Not Forgotten today. Songwriter George M. Cohen. Yes. Yankee Doodle Dandy over there. Just a few for George M. Cohen this date, 1878. George Sanders, who won his Oscar for his role in All About Eve, but I'll never forget him as the first Mr. Freeze on Batman.
I will pin Batman's hide to the walls of City Hall after I've made him the laughingstock of Gotham City.
That's George Sanders as Mr. Freeze. He was one of three people that portrayed Mr. Freeze on the TV show Batman. He was the first one, and then it was Otto Preminger, and then it was Eli Wallach. They just couldn't find. Either the guy didn't want to do it. It might have been because of the suit and the, I'm not coming back to do this. Those are, especially Preminger and Sanders, were well-known actors. They probably came, Vincent Price, these guys probably came in here and they put him up in this suit, and he goes, never again. They probably didn't pay him enough. But he was born on this date in 1906.
Rescue me. Take me in your arms. Rescue me.
Fontella Bass. I think she's a one-hit wonder. That's the only song of hers I can think of. I'd have to look it up.
And your love too. Come on and rescue
somebody,
me.
Somebody look up the charted hits of Fontella Bass.
I'll look that up.
All right, that's what you're here for. So she's born on this date, Gone But Not Forgotten, 1940. Cesar Tovar, who played for the Twins from 65 into the 70s, he is best known for being Mr. Versatility. He could play anywhere, and in fact, he did that in a September 1968 game with the Twins playing the Oakland A's. He played every position, one position per inning, and he started the game pitching, and he faced Bert Campaneris of the Oakland A's, who prior to that was the only other player to ever play all nine positions in a single game. And Tovar also struck out Reggie Jackson on that day, that first inning. That was at Met Stadium, Cesar Tovar. He's gone but not forgotten. Born on this date in 1940 for one of the twin greats.
Gloria, Gloria, I think they got your number.
Laura Branigan, we've got an alias. It's Gloria. That might be my favorite Gloria song. One by the Animals is pretty good. Laura Branigan, born on this date, 1952. She is gone, but not forgotten. We lost her way, way too early. She died in her sleep in 2004. She had an undiagnosed ventricular brain aneurysm and died in 2004 and died only at the age of 52. She barely made it into the 50s. But Lori, while she was here, gave us some big hits. Gloria, and of course, How Am I Supposed to Live Without You? Michael Bolton wouldn't be who he is without that Laura Branigan song. Bob FM. That's your almanac. Thank you so much. They're all, oh, wait a minute here. They're all
gone but not forgotten.
Yes. Are you ready for some almanac quizzing?
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do the almanac quiz. And today's question, this is going to go all the way back towards the beginning of the almanac, and we're playing it for the Firefest tickets in Cold Spring coming up here in a few weeks. What day is that? July 28th in Cold Spring. And I mentioned early on here in the almanac that Better Homes and Gardens was initially known as what? I listed and mentioned and gave you the info of what it was originally known as. What was its original title? Better Homes and Gardens. 763-450-0100. 763-450-0100. The first caller with the correct answer. I hope you were listening. Again, when it comes to the almanac quiz, you got to listen to everything, even punctuation. 763-450-0100. Call now. Good luck. She was a